All right. Welcome, 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 everyone. Ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between, this is Tony's Political Ramblings, episode 20. And I realize that due to the topic of today's episode, it would have been really nice if I had done it in the last episode, which would have been episode 19, which brings me to today's episode's topic, which is Juneteenth. So as of the last few days, President Biden has made June 19th, or known as Juneteenth, a federal holiday. And this represents a larger step towards a more inclusive history and a more accurate, holistic representation of American history and an appreciation for different stories in the American history that we all know and share and love together. But anyway, I'll get into the history in general of Juneteenth, why it's important, broad strokes, of course, and then I'll move into some of the other ramifications of that, of making it a federal holiday. And so basically, if most of you remember from your early elementary school days, Abraham Lincoln did sign into law the Emancipation Proclamation, which basically said that all slaves in the United States and the Confederate States were now free. So this made them no longer slaves, right? This sounds pretty good. But this is a little tricky in states far outside of the northern half of the United States, which was still the United States at the time. The rest were the Confederates. And Texas was one of those states where technically it was now illegal to own slaves, but it was hard to enforce it because it was very far away from Washington, D.C. and the northern states. So there were, even though the slaves were still technically free, there was still a weird limbo period that existed between the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation and June 19th of 1865. And what's significant about that day is in Galveston, Texas, you have a Union general, General Gordon Granger. So he comes into Galveston on June 19th in 1865, and he lets the black enslaved population know that they're officially free now. This is a couple months after the Civil War has ended, and the promises that were made in the Emancipation Proclamation and the promises that no doubt these people in the South were hearing about from the North were actually made manifest. And this was a big deal, because that weird limbo period, where are we free, are we not free, and it's that was over now. They were decidedly free. And so starting in 1866, it's been celebrated out in Texas and in other parts of the country, and it's sort of gone by as an informal holiday for most of its history. And, you know, in all honesty, to be transparent, I did not know about Juneteenth growing up. It was not taught in schools, at least the schools I went to. And it's, again, it was sort of something that was not a part of the official story of the United States as far as the U.S. government is, the U.S. government is concerned. And so that is sort of something we see a lot with black and brown figures in American history. And this is why making Juneteenth a federal holiday is such a big deal, because now it's going to have to be taught in schools. Now it has to be mentioned. Now people will know about Juneteenth, and they will know the significance of that day. Whereas before, that wasn't, you know, not really the case. And even if you look at many black and brown figures in American history, Martin Luther King, Cesar Chavez, Malcolm X, you have these figures who did not have official power in the U.S. government, right? They did not have official power or influence. It was more soft power, and it was very strong soft power, right? But it was not official decision-making capacity in the U.S. government. And now that we have things like MLK Day and Juneteenth now as federal holidays, that's codified into the American canon at this point. And that is empowering Black and brown communities all over the country. And really, you could argue all over the world. And why Juneteenth is such a big deal is that I'm just going to go through the existing federal holidays that we have right now. So you have New Year's Day, January 1st. That's fair. MLK Day in January as well. That's really the only exception here to the rest of the list here. You have George Washington's birthday in February, for George Washington, obviously. Memorial Day in May for the veterans. Independence Day, obviously for the founding of the United States. Labor Day for workers. Columbus Day for Christopher Columbus in October. Veterans Day, obviously for veterans, in November. Thanksgiving in November, and Christmas in December. And so when you add Juneteenth into the mix, it's really a unique holiday. I mean, MLK Day is really the only one that specifically concentrates on the Black experience in the United States. And so now there are two holidays for that. And so it's a great, to me, it represents a larger trend that we're seeing, in my eyes, a very positive trend that we're seeing, of the integration of Black and brown stories into the American story, into the American canon. Like I said, if you look at these existing holidays, you have days celebrating, you know, veterans and Christopher Columbus and George Washington and Christmas, and it's all very, you know, again, Anglo-centric, Euro-centric, Christian-centric holidays that, you know, aren't really representative of the diverse population that we see. And so to me, Juneteenth is a great step in including those other stories in the American story. And I think it's a really promising development. I also think it is very reflective of President Biden's push to include more Black and brown voices in the American experience. If you look at his cabinet, it's the most diverse cabinet in American history. Women, people of color, I mean, it's incredible. And this is the thing. You have people who are on the side of like, oh, well, you can't go tearing down history, yada, yada, yada. But it's not. We're adding to the history, right? When you celebrate Juneteenth, you're looking at the events of the Civil War from another perspective. And it makes very clear who the right side of that war was. It makes very clear the benefits and the necessity that that war, horrible war, was fought for. It made it very clear why the North had to win that war. And it was to make sure that the Black enslaved population would be free. And I made other videos on the Civil War and the causes for it. And so that was one of the biggest pieces there. And so when you add these other angles of the story in, it enriches the experience and it gives the public a more holistic story, a more complete story. And in my eyes, it's absolutely essential that we continue to add more voices, more stories, more experiences into what we know as America. And we're going to find things that we don't like. We're going to discover things that make us look terrible. But in order for us to become a better nation, we have to face what we've done in the past. We have to acknowledge where we went wrong and face the sins of generations past so that in the future, we can live up to the ideals that this country was founded on.